were thinking about mating season, that it's at risk for crashes, particularly in rural areas. So just the guidelines, beware your surroundings, look for the crossing signs, look for that eye shine, the reflection of the headlights, the deer in the headlight look, slow down. I think the one thing that I forget, admittedly I forget, and you have to train or retrain yourself. For me, it's instinctive to want to swerve, and we shouldn't. If a collision is inevitable, we need to try to glance the vehicle off the deer, avoid swerving into an opposite lane of traffic, which could be, of course, consequential and devastating, not only for the deer, but certainly those that are in those vehicles. Just to put this in perspective, last year in 2019, there were 16,213 crashes involving deer in Illinois. And of those, 15,605 resulted in damage to property or vehicles, and over 600 of them caused personal injuries. So with more than 40% of crashes involving deer in Illinois occurring right now, October, November, and December, November is the highest risk month, we really need to pay attention. Rural environmentalists, those rural areas, those rural settings, those rural environments were the site of more than 90% of all motor vehicle crashes involving deer, and 70% occurring at twilight or nighttime. So be aware, be on guard. Sometimes it's just you can't avoid it, but do your best to be on guard and be aware and try to use that, oh, should I swerve? What should I do? And the guide is to know. Just try to stay in the lane and do a swerve into the deer, a glance off the deer, and not into another lane of traffic.